Welcome to Breakthrough to Yes with Collaboration, where it's all about working together to build a strong culture of collaboration within organizations. Host David B. Savage, business leader and consultant, has over 40 years of experience shaping collaborative cultures. He believes that now is the time to lead more powerfully, consciously, and collaboratively in ways that make our world a better place today and in the future. Unlock the possible within a culture of collaboration. Say yes to this opportunity and join a movement of progressive, principled, and successful leaders. And now, here's your host, David B. Savage.
Greetings. I want to talk to you today about my 10 essential steps to collaboration. This is David B. Savage. So why breakthrough to yes? Unlocking possibility within a culture of collaboration. It's because I see so much dysfunction, disvaluing, segregation, separation, judgment. I see so many values stepped on. I see so much value for shareholders destroyed. So in my book, part of it is about creating this 10-step process. That's what we want to talk about today. I want to help you collaborate and achieve your success. Well, why this podcast? Well, I'm reaching out a number of ways in the last year. Blogs, podcasts, webinars, speaking, workshops, coaching, consulting. Any way that I can serve you. And why 15-minute podcasts? Well, what I've found in our world, we are quite distractible. Sometimes we can only hold our focus for moments or minutes. I've been doing hour-long podcasts, and the fantastic thing about those ones is I was reaching listeners in 30 different countries around the world. When I looked at my analytics, I noticed most people listened for an average of 24 minutes. So that's great. But let's make it consumable in a limited time frame where you can just check in for 15 minutes and listen to this podcast series. I really hope this serves you. Well, I hope it serves me as well. Mostly, I hope it changes the way we work together, the way we are. So at the heart of my brand new book, Breakthrough to Yes, Unlocking Possibility Within a Culture of Collaboration, there are 10 essential steps. Today in this podcast, that's what we're going to talk about. Here's a note. Most people, when they think about collaboration, they actually don't know what that is. They think it's getting together. We're going to get together and do something. Not quite sure what that is, what it looks like, who's there, why. Getting together isn't actually until step 6 of my 10 steps. Think about that. Be a conscious leader, a conscious in-the-moment collaborator. Really be aware. So if you know that you pay the costs of bad collaborations, bad leadership, whether it's your boss, your community, your politicians, or whether it's even you. I know at times I do things very badly, and I'm always looking to improve. So let's walk through the 10 steps as your guide. They're in my book. They're also in my website, davidbsavage.com. So when you have a moment, if not now, go to davidbsavage.com, take a look at those 10 steps. Take a look at all the resources that are there, videos, assessments, blogs. But let's go. If you want to avoid the pain of bad collaboration, bad leadership, number one, set intention. Declare your honest purpose. So this is a mindfulness, a presencing. What am I really seeking to achieve here, honestly? What is the outcome? Now, I've found if I lock into an outcome, then I lock out other possibility. So oftentimes when executives come to me and say, Dave, will you work with us on this project or within our organization to develop our culture? One of the key questions now is, how comfortable are you with not knowing the outcome? How comfortable are you with not knowing the outcome? Few business leaders are. They've got their objective, their goal, their target, their budget. But just be aware, your intention is to collaborate in all its beauty and all its challenges for whatever the collective wisdom brings to the group. It's breakthrough to a greater yes. Number two, be aware. Engage others with an open heart. Oftentimes, you'll realize that people in your organization, your community, your family, don't have the same drive, the same motivation, the same interest as you. Oftentimes, they're just watching. They're not really engaged. Understand what their alternatives are. Understand what they'd actually prefer. Are they monitoring and maybe blocking, gathering information, or are they fully in? If they're blocking, that moves us to step three, embrace conflict. Seek out those that speak out. So don't get sucked in to yes men, groupthink. When people speak out and push back on me, that's a gift. There's something very important to them that they think that I'm not respecting. They give me the opportunity to learn. They give me an opportunity to include for the greater outcome. Give them a voice. Number four, seek diversity. Bring in many perspectives. Young, old, black, white, whatever culture, bring in the Serbians, bring in the Inuit, bring in the Piikani. Whoever those people are that will be affected by your collaboration, bring them in. It's like having a constructive critic. It's like having somebody that doesn't see the world the way I see it. What a gift. Because if you deny them here, they will show up later, and that will not be productive. Step five, design the collaboration. Imagine success and create the right container. Who are the right people? What's the right time, the right place? The right resources, the right intentions. Even the physical design, architects, interior designers design spaces based on how do we create a space that creates innovation, creativity. Think about going outside. Think about having your collaboration under a tree, under a 1,000-year-old tree, or around a campfire. Think about sitting in that field that's going to be affected, connecting to the earth. Yeah, it's not that hard, but it's not that common. Step six of my 10 essential steps, come together. Yeah, come together, meet together, engage with respect and trust. Step seven, listen deeply. Realize what wants to be heard but is not spoken. So in my coaching certification, we reviewed four levels of listening. You know, first level is listening to the words that the person in front of you is saying. The fourth level is listening to the energy in the room. What's the energy? Is there something here in this room that isn't being spoken, that wants to be spoken? Step 8, collaborate with vision. Tap into the collective wisdom. Yeah, the collective wisdom. This oftentimes starts from, where do we want to be together 5 years from now, 10 years from now? What's our future desired state for our organization, for our company, for our community? Whatever that is, what is our future desired state? Based on your values, based on the principles, based on the resources available, the challenges and opportunities in your organizations or community, those need to be understood, explored, and find a vision. Is your vision just a bunch of one-offs in whatever comes out for the collective? Too bad. Or is it something that you as leader can agree with? The environmentalists, the youth, the Chamber of Commerce, the politicians. Is it something that you can agree together? This is where we're going. This is where we want to be. And this is how we will all collaborate. Now lead. Now this comes to the traditional leadership. Oftentimes people will collaborate when they don't actually want to lead. Death by consultation, death by collaboration. No, it's both. The first 8 steps, you as leader are holding the space, creating the container, building the power, the culture, the innovation, the creativity. Even saying that, I can feel it. Now lead. Let's talk about purpose. Let's talk about measurables, accountability. Time to step into that leadership role. You are the driver. Step 10, make it so. So positively change the energy and the future together. Continual collaboration, continual evolution, learning together. Continual 10 steps. Keep going, keep going, keep going. So in this podcast, I hope this has been helpful to you, my 10 essential steps to collaboration. You can use it in many forms. It is a guide, and it can be improved. Send me an email, david@davidbsavage.com. Let me know your thoughts. What do you think needs to be improved in these 10 steps? How do we build together? What's an example that you can provide with respect to a project, a process, an organization where you would custom design your 10 steps? I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to learn together. I hope this has served you. My 10 essential steps to collaboration, my book, Breakthrough to Yes, Unlocking Possibility Within a Culture of Collaboration. Because I believe collaboration is a culture. I believe that many possibilities are left unseen, untapped, unclaimed. Together we are better. Together we can do a far better job. So let's get out there and collaborate. I look forward to hearing from you. I hope this has served you. Thank you.
Are you ready to break through to yes with collaboration? Access insights today from David B. Savage's newly released book, Breakthrough to Yes, Unlocking the Possible in a Culture of Collaboration. Seize this opportunity today and visit davidbsavage.com. That's David, the letter B, savage.com.